Today on another horrifying episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, when a young child first encounters a Ouija board at the age of 7, she had no idea the deep and dark impact it would have on her life going forward. Noises, voices, spirits, sounds and feelings that cannot be explained would start to follow and torment her day after day well into adulthood. Is there a way to make these visits with the dead stop? Or was a door opened that can never be closed again? We ask the question today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is, and the phone number, again, 855-853-4802. Call it 24-7. Share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. And of course, if you like the show and become a supporter, get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of it commercial-free, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, I got a message from a listener. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of excited about this.
Yeah.
So she has been taking a class with a psychic medium / oracle.
Okay.
And for homework, she has been doing readings for friends, family, and fellow classmates. And she asked if she could do a reading with me next week. So ooh. I'm like, yeah, I would love that.
What if it's like really bad or scary or horrible news?
Well, so I think that she would put it gently.
Yeah.
And, but she said, I'm able to connect with deceased loved ones and pets, and I can connect you with your spirit guides.
What about pets that are, you know, they're still around, but you know, can she communicate with pets that are alive?
With my hospice pet.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things. I'm like, should I be alone in my house when this happens? Or is, you know, is it going to open some doorway?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I've had psychic readings before. It was funny. Years ago, I was working for a rock radio station and we had like a monthly newspaper.
Yeah.
And, so for one of the stories, three of us decided that we would go to psychic mediums and we would do like the 900 number that you could call. And then we went to one in person. So three different people, we all went to three different psychics and we reported back. All three of my psychics, all three told me I was going to get pregnant. And the crazy thing is, I couldn't get pregnant. They all told me that I was going to be pregnant.
Did you tell them at that moment that that's a physical impossibility?
I had endometriosis really badly.
Yeah.
I did not tell them that. So it made for a very interesting. And then it kind of messed with my head a little bit too, because I'm like, I really don't think I'm going to get pregnant. But, you know, maybe it'll work its way through all this endometriosis in me and I'll end up pregnant because three people told me that.
Yeah.
But I think just as they talked to me, that was one of the things, like I obviously was in child rearing age. And so it's just like most women are going to have babies.
Sure. You're playing the odds with that one of, you know.
Exactly. But that's all I really remember of it was that I was going to get pregnant. Yeah, so that'd be really funny if she told me that. That ship has sailed along with my uterus.
You know,
ship has sailed. I've had my uterus on it.
It's a fucking Titanic right there.
Don't grow back after hysterectomy.
But something miraculous is going to happen, Carol. It will miraculously regrow and you will have a child. And
no, she seems pretty nice. So we've had some of her stories on the show before.
I don't think I've ever had a reading that, like, I don't know. I had one I had one on the Grave Talks a couple months ago involving pets that it's about 50-50, I'd say. I kind of thought it was cool that they told me that my dog Sting says thank you for sharing your bed, because right around that time I just started letting him sleep up at the end of the bed. So that was new, and I didn't really mention that. But again, that's kind of a, you know, you could, you know, by power of deductive reasoning, say maybe the dog sleeps on the bed, you know. So
true.
I don't know.
Like if someone said that to me, like my dog slept on my bed for maybe 4 of his 16 years. Yeah. Like that just wasn't something he did very often.
Sure. I don't know. I wasn't blown away, but I'm not saying I do believe that there are people that can do that and do it well, and it's amazing. But I don't believe that everyone who says they can, because I'll say this: there is an abundance of people claiming they're psychics and this and that and all that right now, and it's a little much, and especially ones where it's like, and I just started doing this, like okay, you gotta get there, you gotta start, and I like how that your the friend, our listener, is like taking classes and. All that's cool.
I do too. It's just somewhere. And, you know, I went to see Teresa Caputo.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because I find her fascinating. I think she seems like a delightful person. And because my sister bought us the meet and greets and everything. But, you know, because you think, well, there's people planted in the audience. Because how could she know this about people? But the crazy thing is, several of them I was sitting close enough to to see their reactions and their faces. And I'm like, these people would be really good actors. Like half of my friends are actors. And I'm like, these people would be really good. And it was just very interesting because I thought, okay, even if it, like she just goes right out into the middle of the audience and talks to people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was really fascinated by it. Other people, I can see how they kind of lead the conversation and they can get some things out of people.
Yeah.
Or they say something super vague, but she was saying some really specific things.
And that's interesting. So yeah. I mean,
it's saying that you can't have plants in the audience aren't good actors.
And I'm not saying I would say there's a lot of ways of doing it. There's certainly legitimate. But as I've said before in the show years ago, when I was in radio, I did that stupid bit at night where it was Chet Jameson, the bowling psychic, and the way that the pins aligned, and I had it sound effects like he was bowling, and the way the pins aligned themselves is what he was going to tell people as to like their future or whatever they were asking about. It's like, oh, we got a 7-10 split down. Oh, that's the number 8 is still up and the 7 is still up. Let's see here. Dorothy, can I get another nacho with the jalapenos on the side? Okay, thank you. And then he always kept getting interrupted by shit. And the people were like, what about this? And then he'd just keep talking to like, yeah, it's a good Bud Light. Did you see the game the other day? Oh yeah, I think it'll all work out. I mean, there's going to be that little bit of tragedy here and there, but you know, in the end, what's a limb? You're like, okay, next caller. And I would do this, and there was a lot of people who thought it was real. So it was, it was good times. That's the one thing I miss about live radio is you can pull shit like that off in live radio. And when it's recorded like this, you can't because you don't have the influx of the calls in a live setting. But
like there's very few.
Yeah. And if you're listening, you already know
live radio shows going on. Like none.
And if you are, like, you know, I'm full of shit. So it's like, you know, that it's you can't deceive, if you will, you know, and in a fun way anymore. Because it just doesn't, the dynamic isn't there. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go over to this caller. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
My name is Mark Murray. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. And I just want to share a story of from a park district that I used to work at as a fitness attendant. So a while back when I was working there, there were stories that the park district was once a funeral home. And there was also stories that it was all buried on an Indian burial ground. Now I was curious about it, so I would try and look this up, but I couldn't find any credible source to back up those claims. So there were times where I would be in the park district after hours because one of the other parts of my job was to excuse me, deal with parties and rentals that would be taking place in the park district, and I would have to stay late to clean up. So there were a couple times where I would stay late, and it's just me in there, nobody else. It's quiet, and there'd be times I would hear, like, little children just laughing, and I'm thinking, oh, it's probably someone just still up there. I'm looking around, saying, hello, hello, nobody. And I was looking at the camera when I came back down, and I saw a little orb of light just pass by the party room. So I go back up there, and I go, hello, is there anybody here? Nothing. It's quiet again. I go back downstairs to go lock the doors to make sure no one comes in at night. And I swear to Christ, this is the clearest I've ever heard. I just heard a grown man right next to my ear just go, and I'm not gonna lie, it scared every single type of shit out of me. And I just looked around, and I just took a moment to myself, and I just figured, you know what, let me just say something. So I said, look, I'm just doing my job. I work part-time over here. I mean no disrespect. I'm just trying to clean up everything and I'll get out of your hair. So on and so forth. Go back upstairs, get all the garbage, come back down. Just hear this loud crash in one of the back rooms. I go back there. Turns out it was a little glass vase. I guess it probably got pushed over because it was like way back in the on the countertop. And I look around and I go, look, again, I'm working part-time. I mean no disrespect or anything like that. I'll get out of here soon. Get out of there. And yeah, so get done with everything. Before I walk out, I just go, hey, you all have a good night. And I just walk out there. Next day, I come in, and I'm telling a few of the janitors there what happened. And they told me, they said, yeah, we've had the same thing. Something similar happened to us. So they go, someone's telling me that he was cleaning up upstairs one time, and it was late at night, and he just heard someone whisper something. He didn't tell me what it was. He just says he heard somebody whisper something right behind him, spooked the shit out of him, and he just ran. He didn't finish cleaning up everything. He just ran the hell out of the building. The other one, he would tell me, you know, he said, I'm not afraid of any of these things. I would just mess with them. And I was with him one night because I had another party to tend to. So he's just with me, helped me out and whatnot. And while we were downstairs, he goes, anybody want to talk? You want to talk? Talk to me now. And I look at him and go, what the hell are you doing? He goes, oh, yeah, this is what I do every night after you guys all leave. I just mess around with them. He goes, they're not gonna do you any harm or anything like that. I just talked to them. So I said, all right, cool. So he goes again, oh, does anybody want to talk? Anybody want to say anything? Say something now. We hear a slamming upstairs, like someone just slammed the door. There's nobody in the building. It's just me and him. No one's working late or anything like that. So as soon as we hear the door slam, he just looks up and goes, okay, very funny. Hey, we got a job to do. So if you guys want to talk to us, you know, just let us know. We're here. And he was a good guy. Like, we would talk about, like, supernatural stuff all the time. And he would just tell me, oh, he would do that all the time, and the ghosts didn't really bother him or anything like that. And my last day there, I was closing up for the night, got all the members and everybody out the building. And at the front of the building, there's the police officer who had to collect the mail and whatnot and was going to take it to the post office and drop it off in the mailbox at night. So I'm making my way around the gym and other areas around there, just making sure no one's there. And I going to the woman's locker room because I got to make sure everyone's out of there. So I turn the light off, and then I hear, "Hey, I'm still in here." And I go, oh my God, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I'm just letting you know we're closing right now. So just a heads up. And I wait about 10 or so minutes for her to leave. And I take care of everything else, go to the men's locker room, turn off the lights, make sure everything's good. And I go to the front and I said, "Hey, did a lady leave?" to the police officer. And he looks at me, goes, "There's no one came to the front." And I said, "Are you sure?" Because check-in was at the front of the park district at the time. So a lot of people would have to leave their IDs there and then go in the back and do their thing. So we looked at the front. There's no IDs or anything. So I said, "You sure?" Because I heard a lady in the back. He goes, "Yeah, definitely. No lady came out." So I go in there. I say, "Hello?" Nothing. And I go walk around. There's nobody there. And I'm sitting here going, that was the most clear voice I ever heard from any spirit whatsoever. So I don't know if that was just them playing a joke or something like that. But, you know, based on the experience, I don't know the whole history of the building. Again, it's just very, very up in the air. But those spirits, I don't think they meant any harm. I feel like they're just being playful. They just wanted some attention. Even one of the janitors told me, he's like, "Yeah, I think they just wanted attention or something like that, because they never hurt anybody. They never caused any harm." It was just really off-putting to me at that time. I still go back there from time to time because I have a gym membership there now, but I don't stay late. I always go early in the morning. So, I haven't heard anything. I got one friend that still works there. He hasn't heard anything. So I don't know if they just don't want to mess around with anybody, or if they're just keeping to themselves, or if it was just some kind of weird thing going on. But yeah, and you know, I always hear people say, like, "Oh, well, if there's a spirit in the house or ghost in the house, it's bad, it's evil, it's a demon, no, I don't believe that. I mean, sure, there may be some, but I don't think so. I think some of them just want attention, to want you to know that they're there. They don't want to cause any harm. They might be playful or something like that. I mean, this one, it didn't cause me any harm. None of them did. I don't know if there were many or if it was just one, but they never caused me any harm. They were just, I think at the end of the day, they just wanted to be known. They just wanted some attention, and they just picked the right people to expose themselves, if you may, to. So yeah, but that's my story, and I really love the work that you guys are doing. I came across you guys a couple of months ago. I always hear the phone number to call and give stories to. I've always been hesitant because I don't know if it'll ever make one of the shows or not. But if it does, that'd be awesome. But yeah, just keep doing what you guys are doing. I'm going to continue listening. I love hearing the stories from everybody that calls in, and, you know, hearing your inputs and whatnot. But maybe I'll have some other ones down the line, because I have another one from when I was in a hospital, and I think I'll save that for another day. So, till then, keep doing what you're doing. Love the show, and hopefully I'll hear this story on your podcast one day.
Thanks for calling in and sharing all of that with us. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was a really interesting story. Mm-hmm. And because as he's telling the story, you're kind of feeling it. And I liked his response initially, like, "Hey, I'm just doing my job. you know, work here part time, making some money. Like, I would totally do that too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to get by, so please don't scare the crap out of me. But then I think it's also interesting because, you know, when you hear something like someone coughing next to you or somebody like, I'll be out in a minute, and you're at work, you go, oh, okay. And then there's nobody there. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know what you heard. And then the fact that other people validated it, that they have interactions with them as well. And then something happens when they're together. I just thought it was an interesting story. And but like nothing that was hurting him. Mm-hmm. You know, he really felt like it was more like just trying to get his attention.
Yeah.
And you know, probably too, not everybody's open to hearing it. So that could be why other people haven't had experiences, because maybe they work in the day when there's a lot of people around, or maybe they're just not open to hearing it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it might be one of those things that maybe he's picking up on, maybe he's sensitive to it, and or maybe they're just showing themselves or them or whatever it is to him specifically, because there is some peace there. It's like, okay, you know, we're cool, you know. The way, the attitude that he had about the whole situation.
But I like that. Like, hey, I'm just doing my job. Yep. Don't want to bother anybody.
Yep. I like that too. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a letter. It says, hi, I am Carol from Darwin, UK, and I have a bag of paranormal activities to share with you. When I lived with my parents back when I was a child, about 7 years old, my brothers and their mates would often play with Ouija boards. This was a regular Saturday night thing once my parents had gone out for the evening. The activity we got ranged from glass spinning on its own, landing on carpet and doors open, footsteps, and much more. I had a room alone. Began to think, oh, screw it. My room was so intense, I heard scratching on my pillow that I used to when I tried to get to sleep. I got brave and thought, if I'm going to get attacked, it will happen awake or asleep. So I tried to sleep. Once me and my mate were so scared that we heard noises, my bathroom door opened. We had knocking, ended up hiding behind my curtains till my parents ended up getting home. We were so terrified. Years later, I moved out of my home and got a home with my now ex. I was bathing the children and heard their dad, Tom, walk inside and call out his hello. Went to the front room. I was waiting for him to come up and greet us and offer help, but he did not come. I said, kids, did you hear dad? He said, yes. So I get them out of the bath before I go down. I was calling them, asking, what are you doing and are you going to help? And at the moment, he walks inside, making me jump. And I say, you just did it again. He says, no. So I explain what happened, although it was odd. As scared as it regularly was, it's like I heard his name called. He wasn't there. I get night terrors. My daughter from 5 says she sees a boy, and once I took a photo of this boy, my face was in the picture unexpectedly. As I mentioned, he is my ex, so I moved out renting for a few years, and then my dad passed over from cancer. And it's enough to get a deposit to buy my own place then. Handed my notice, not my keys, to my new house. So I moved back in with Tom for a while. It's a squeeze as I keep a lot of my furniture. We make it work. So I'm sleeping in the dining room now, done up as my new room for a while. First few nights I sleep well, but then I wake up each night with a weird marble dropping noise. 3 drops. Started low. The loud boom, boom, boom. I assume it's next door. And I'm banging on their wall to let them know to be quiet. It wasn't them. It wasn't the other neighbors either. The house was empty. Every night at 3 a.m., I'd wake up to this noise. It repeated for hours, which now I found was coming from the kitchen. The noise continued. Boom, 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 till about 6 a.m. I carried on trying to sleep in there with my fucking attitude. But I forever was getting woke up. Started doing Facebook Live asking for help. I checked everything. I tried turning the boiler on all day. Tried ties on anything. I kept waking Tom up as I wanted him to stop the noise. He couldn't blame me. My fridge just said it was the only thing that was different in the kitchen. So he took out my fridge. Every time he went into the kitchen, it stopped.
light on or off. I had to sleep in the kids' room just to sleep as the noise was so annoying. We checked the empty house for squatters, but why on earth would squatters want to bounce some marble for hours? Sound like a marble hitting tiles. We had no choice but to think of the paranormal, and the noise was starting earlier to one time. Heard it as early as 8 p.m. Put it on Facebook for a laugh, and anyone got sage and holy water? My friend said that's into crystals, that they had sage. So one Saturday night, we get a little drunk. We do a cleansing on Facebook Live, totally like a comedy show. Nothing like Ed and Lorraine Warren. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping down here tonight. I'm going to get so haunted, yet nothing happened. And since nothing has happened regarding the marble noise, I'm now in my home and all is well. Tom still gets night terrors and odd things still happen, as such taps turning on by themselves, lights going out, electric blows often, and my son's door opens on its own when staying the weekend at Dad's. But it's all part of that house. We're just used to it. What if the Ouija boards all those years ago attached itself to me and then the house? I don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts and views on all that. Well, I'd say this, kind of mocking the thing or doing things like that, like, you know, you're doing like a silly cleansing via Facebook Live. That's probably not a great way to handle something like that. Like, that's likely, if it's going to do anything, it may kind of stir some stuff up that doesn't want to be mocked.
But the marble sound went away after that.
I know,
right?
that is interesting.
Just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Which would drive you absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Have you heard it like ting, ting, ting? That would drive you crazy.
It would. You'd go nuts.
But it would make me think there's something else. Like, I don't know. I guess if you would like discount everything, and then you do a sage thing and then it goes away. I mean, kind of seemed like it worked.
I would also say this, when you have two people that are cohabitating in a location that maybe don't get along the greatest, you know, maybe it's a former relationship, maybe it's, you know, something like this, that's a lot of weird energy too. If there's, you know, if everything's kind of like just up in the air and it's just nervous, and that I think can amp up the volume on paranormal stuff a bit too.
But that would drive me crazy if I was hearing the same sound night after night after night.
Yeah. I listen to Frasier every
she
night.
She said she slept in the kids' room.
Yeah.
And sound like you didn't hear it in the kids' room.
Like it was just coming in that one area.
Yeah, I would like be sleeping in the kids' room every night.
I think she did until they finally got out of there. But thank you for sharing that one.
Drive me crazy.
855-853-4802. Our phone number, call it 24/7. Hi, here you go, story.
Hey, guys. First time caller. EPP, all that good stuff. So I just wanted to share a little quick story with you guys. There was a, I can't remember his name, but there's a guy who calls in frequently into your show. He's a security officer. I think his name's Glenn. It's funny, when I hear some of his stories, I'm like, oh, man, if I could really relate to that. So this one story I'd like to tell you guys. So I worked at an old hospital, and you know, it got transformed into a rehabilitation center. It was a daycare on the upper levels, and it was an old emergency department, but it since closed down. And you know, I mean, we had all types of people in and out of there. You know, homeless people, you know, druggies. You know, things like that. So there was one day, it was pretty slow. It was just getting dark, so probably like 7 or 8 o'clock. And I went looking for some cleaning products that was inside like an old emergency, the old emergency room. And it had the windows where it was, you can see out, but people could not see in, so you could see your reflection. So I bent down and I'm rummaging through the drawers. And as soon as I stood up, I noticed in back of me, there was a lady holding books. She had glasses, short dress. I mean, I can, you know, when I close my eyes, I can still see her. She's standing right behind me. And, you know, so I turn around really fast because I knew the doors were locked. I was the only person in the building. I turn around really fast, and there was nobody there. When I tell you, like, every hair, like, on my body stood up, and I just, I felt like just cold. It was like prinkles like all over my body. Like it was pretty intense. And you know, so I never told anyone that story. So I'm like, ah, that's stupid. Like, what am I going to tell people? I saw a ghost now. Okay. You know, so I never mentioned it. And about 2 weeks went by. My road supervisor stopped by the site, and he was like, oh, so how do you like working here? And I was like, ah, it's all right, you know, it's quiet. And he was like, you know, yeah, we had a couple people worked here, you know, overnights, and they get freaked out, so, you know, they quit. And I was like, ah, really? What kind of stories? And no word of a lie, he told me the same story. You know, people see a librarian, you know, like an older lady with glasses, holding books, kind of just walking around the halls, or, you know, in the reflection, in the windows, and they're, you know, in the mirrors. And so it was just pretty crazy. You know, and after he said that, I was like, all right, you know, like I even got more freaked out because I didn't tell nobody, not a single person. So there's no way anybody could have known about this. You know, same exact story. So it's pretty crazy, you know. So, I mean, I am a little bit of a believer. You know, some people can see things, some people can't. You know, but it is fun to listen to your show and hear everyone's stories. And I'm like, a longtime fan, and you know, keep the stories coming. You know, hopefully everybody enjoyed the story, and yeah, have a great night.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts?
First off, I want to acknowledge Glenn.
Yes.
Because how long has it been now?
I don't know exactly.
Quite a while, but Glenn was in an accident and passed away.
Yeah. Glenn, the security guard, we did a whole,
he was working.
Yeah. Did a whole, special on it too, and kind of played back all of his calls and experiences, and it's out there in the archive. If you want to go back to that.
And he had great stories too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And at the end he was, I don't want to talk about that part because it makes me sad, but he was, you know, so I just, it's kind of, in a way, awesome that people, you know, his stories will always live on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that his voice telling the stories will always be out there. So
this anyway. Was Glenn remembering. Yeah. What was it? July. I believe it was around early July of last year. So yeah, almost
so
a year.
Sad. That he yeah. But, so find that episode or just go back. He was on a lot of episodes.
It's a July 9th of 2021 is when that aired. And that was remembering Glenn, the security guard. And it really, we talked about his stories and played back a bunch of his own words, his calls. And it was really interesting. He was a really great guy.
So, but as far as his story goes, I think that, that's really interesting that he would have that experience, keep it to himself, and then it got validated for him.
Yeah.
You know, that he's like, yeah, some other people have quit because, you know, kind of freaked them out. They were seeing things. And then, you know, I think that's interesting.
It is.
It's kind of like, that's what I think is so interesting when people say there's no such thing. Well, then how does that happen to him? He doesn't tell anybody. And that same thing happens to other people.
Yep.
It's like, so what's that all about?
Exactly.
If there's no such thing.
It's easier. It's safer to say that and then move on.
Exactly.
So, all right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person at EPP, ghostpodcast.com. Patreon.com/RealGhostStories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes. It's all there for you to binge away on at ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.